This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Fucking wife off.
That's the last time now we're doing message. A pod intro, and the first thing we hear is Fiona.
Really nice.
Dave was writing on my Stanley Cup in a highlighter, and he'd been writing on his sheet of paper all day, like doing his like graffiti tag. And I was like, if this fucking doesn't come off now. But then I turn it around and it says, gonna miss you, XX. And now I feel so mean.
If you listen back to the start of this podcast, you'll hear, that better fucking come off.
That's actually the first thing that you're going to hear today.
Sorry, thanks, Dave. That's absolutely lovely. Yeah. But these are 50 quid.
It does wipe off.
No, I love it.
It's Fiona's last show before she heads on mat leave. A lot of fun stuff happening on the show this morning, so enjoy.
Sorry, can we talk about the mental thing?
What mental thing?
When Aisling left.
Oh yeah.
The day Aisling left this show, I went to Fota Island.
This is mad.
Not to
stay in hotel for yeah. 2 nights. Today, Fiona is leaving
for six months.
Mm. And I'm going to Fota Island for 2 nights.
That's so that weird. That is very weird.
That's fucking mental.
It could really be haunted strange. Because it's near Spike Island. Mm. Do you know that
in
prison?
Y'all, not y'all.
In Cove.
Cove, yeah.
So maybe there's some sort of
can
prisoner.
Can I go see Spike Island?
Yeah, but the tour is meant to be unbelievable.
It's meant to be class. Can I yeah. down the road.
Can I do that on like Sunday?
Yeah, I think so. The tour is meant to be deadly. Yeah. One of Dwayne's friends used to be a tour guide there.
Not far from there at
Cove.
All.
Unreal.
You
okay.
should. That'll be fun.
And the outdoor cinema in Carrigtwohill. While you're in the area,
you've all sorts to be doing.
Spike, why did
Spike
I say
Island?
I just googled Spike Tool.
Right, we're back to the cash machine in a sec. But listen, Fiona, thank you so much for everything.
Hey,
best
thank
of luck,
you
and
guys.
We'll see you soon.
Love you.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Hello there. Happy Friday.
Hello.
Happy Friday. Happy Welcome Friday. To the weekend and Fiona Frawley's final day.
It's oh my Friday. God.
It's your Friday for the next 6 months.
For the next 6 months, I will be back, guys. I promise.
I just don't believe it.
Hey.
No,
of course I will.
You better be.
Mama needs a job.
Mama got a feed. I got.
What did I say during the week about that word?
Mama.
You said it was an ick.
Did you? But
Fiona will be back because she's got a mouth to feed now soon.
I've got a baby. I need some money. I need cheese for my egg.
Speaking of mouths to feed and egg,
yeah.
I would like to talk about mini eggs because they've had a real research. What, do you have mini eggs?
I have a Ziploc
really
bag with one.
Okay. You have a Ziploc bag with one mini egg.
Two mini eggs because I was eating a bag of them last night and Dwayne seems to want to do this every time there's mini bags in the house. Pack me two mini eggs for work. Sorry, go on.
It's kind of
that's
adorable.
Kind of cute.
He sends her off to work with
two mini eggs.
Like, what are you trying to say?
That's annoying. I think if you're a child in primary school, you get more.
Guys, yeah. We all have a mini egg story. Go on, Dave.
Oh,
you
my
take,
God.
You
oh, we should have done. Should
out.
We do mini egg corner? Do we have time for a mini egg corner
Let's
coming up?
Let's do it now.
We're
going
to have to make it.
Okay, so your mini egg corner is that you already collected two in yeah. your little cellophane bag. Mine is that I can't find the orange flavoured mini eggs.
Oh, you loved them last year.
They were the best things in the world.
They were Smarties
weren't they? No, they were mini eggs.
But they were Smarties mini eggs and they were the orange flavoured Smarties.
No, they were Cadbury's mini eggs. They were but stop shaking your head. Stop nodding your head, Callum, as if you're
if
right. You're not right.
Says it's right then.
Oh yeah, I'm right. Thank God.
Smarties are Nestle.
I'm sure Smarties had their own.
Okay.
But it was not mini eggs. It wasn't Cadbury mini eggs. Cadbury mini eggs brought out their own flavour, which was
I remember
Cadbury
you
orange flavoured mini eggs. And I was obsessed. And I can't find them anywhere.
Well, they would set you back the cost of your wages anyway
it
these
was.
Days. I have
oh,
a suggestion.
They did. I never saw them.
They're
my
so
apologies.
Good.
My apologies.
For mini eggs fans. You know the massive bars of chocolate that are like the Dairy Milk with the mini eggs in
yeah.
them?
But and you can also get Squares bars now that have mini eggs on them.
Oh my God.
They're actually kind of...
Oh, we got them. They weren't good.
Yeah, they're not
yeah.
good.
Well, the massive bar...
Yeah.
...is cheap. Like, it's cheap compared to the whatever
the
they're charging.
The kilo of mini eggs.
Yeah. And I tucked in last night and I just couldn't stop it.
Yeah, but it's not... I don't want the chocolate bar. I want the eggs.
Do you know what?
They're just too pricey. That's not the life we live.
We're considering... So me and the housemates have, obviously, a thing for the lotto. What's that? A syndicate for the lotto. And every week we put in €9 and yeah. we get a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
And we're thinking of stopping it for a couple of months... And just having a syndicate for mini eggs.
To get the mini eggs instead. Idea. I think that's
and
a
just having,
worthy
buying
investment.
The 25 kg or the 1 kg bag for 25 quid every week and then we're sorted.
Do it.
Where did they get the notions to be this crazy in prices though? Is this every year or just
where
this year?
Where the Trump's paying it. I think this is the first year of the 20 euro bag.
It is and it's hopefully the last.
one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sam Fender with the treadmill on Spin 103.8. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona at 10 o'clock this morning. We kick it all off again, 10 plus 1. And again from 3 o'clock with Steve K. If you catch them playing an 11th song in a row, you know what you got to do by now, surely.
Call them out. Say, how dare you?
And you can come on Spin the Wheel and win some brilliant prizes going into the weekend. Now though, guys, something caught my eye on Twitter yesterday. And I don't know why it bothered me so much. Like, let it go and let a county that isn't Dublin or Waterford have a win in this life.
All those wins, Waterford.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's gone, but it's not. Like, what do you mean?
Greenway has done wonderful things for the whole county.
It has, of course, for the whole county. Yeah. With a win within the county, if not on a national scale.
No, probably not, no. But basically what
famously,
I mean
famously, the two big ones, you know, Dublin and Waterford.
You got your Dublins, you got your Waterfords, and everywhere in between.
I need to open my mind and be happy for other counties. But there's this online social media based news. They're more of like an aggregation account rather than anything. They don't do anything too thorough.
What's an aggregation account?
They're more like known for, I suppose, putting up headlines. They're factual, but they don't have like an in-depth back catalogue of like an online news publication. More so they're like
stats but not like the news.
This is what's happening here in Russia today.
This
at is what's
Grok
happening
is
in
this true?
I know, I actually had a background check on them this morning because I was like, is this legit? Because when I couldn't find their website, I was like, who are these guys? Anyway, they are legit in the sense that they're just very short form and more so online. They're called Spectator Index. They've got a massive following online and they posted this yesterday, and it's frustrating because you can't get behind it because there's nothing to follow up in terms of
they're saying things
and a lot of people are agreeing with things. A lot of them, if it comes to politics or whatever, are fact checked and are correct. However, yesterday they shared this. It was like the best places in the world to travel in 2026. Okay,
right.
It's obviously according to whatever journalists, or maybe just one singular journalist, works for them. Number one on the list, Peru. Cool.
Okay.
I'd love to go to Peru.
Yeah, Machu Picchu.
Sri Lanka comes in at number two.
Nice.
Maine in the States at three.
What?
Diz in Spain at four. It goes on and on. Cartagena in Colombia. Finland.
These are all bizarre places.
At number eight.
These are the most... What are they again? What are these?
The best places to travel, according to these guys, in 2026.
Right.
I think so far I'm on board.
Okay.
No?
Maine
is random.
What about Waterford? Like, why isn't that on the list?
Number eight is Finland.
Okay.
Number nine is Tipperary, Ireland.
No, they must have missed
what?
And I just went way now a second, right? Bearing in mind, at number 10, after Tipperary, is Mexico City in Mexico. Like, cool.
Well,
I'd love to go.
You know what they say, you don't go to Mexico City until you've been to the green hills
of care.
Tipperary.
There is one really, 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 really good thing about Tipperary.
That it's a long way to Tipperary?
Well, thank God. No, it's that there is a Chinese beside the Rock of Cashel and it's called the Wok of Cashel.
Funny. Oh, you travel for that alone.
You travel for that
Come
alone.
On. That's Come on. Funny. But when you think about what we have here versus what they have in Tipperary, they have a rock in Cashel. Yeah, cool. It is kind of pretty, but it's a rune and it's a rock.
It is.
We have Trinity College, the Book of Kells, darling. No sign of Dublin on the whole list, by the way, and there's about 50 or 60 of them. They have an abbey that's quite famous. All
Do
about
they? Like, in Tip?
Oh, the Tipperary Abbey.
Okay.
It's actually called the Holy Cross Abbey. All French right. nuns, fair enough.
Never
we have
heard.
The Maynham Jail, powerful Irish independence history. Right.
Come
here,
on,
right
come
now.
On, the lads.
No Greenway, I'll tell you that.
It's sure no Greenway. Also, speaking of, they don't even have a coastline in Tip.
They don't. No. It's landlocked, but there are a few rivers.
They should get one.
They should cut off Cork. They won't mind. They'll they be their own place.
They have a giant lake, Loch Derg, of course. But yeah. Who needs a big puddle when you have Dublin Bay, Hoth, and I don't need to mention it again, the entire Waterford coastline. The Copper Coastline, the best coastline in the country, I suppose, apart from the Wild Atlantic Way and probably Dublin Coast.
Everyone's
probably
there. North. Best coastline. Love that coastline.
Right, okay. Great. So we're all off to Tipperary.
All off to Tipperary Perfect. We go.
Via Waterford,
yeah.
Of course.
On the Greenway.
Disco Line, Sinéché and No Broke Boys on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And Fiona's heading off maternity leave today.
Oh, I am. Obviously, it's time to go.
Obviously it's her right, but boo!
Yeah, obviously it's her right. That's my thought frame too.
Technically, by law.
But a lot of fun to come across the show between now and 10 with that in mind.
There will. And I have to leave you with some real gems of content before I go. And I feel like this is... peak. Who watched America's Next Top Model back in the day?
I remember it. I don't remember. I remember bits of it. I don't know if I watched it religiously.
Is that the one with Tyra Banks?
Yeah. You want to be on top?
I never saw it, but I like the clip where she's like, we were all rooting for you.
Yeah, that's like one of the most iconic moments.
It was around the time of the toxic time when we were all vulnerable teenagers and being very, very slim was everywhere.
Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
And it wasn't very good for any of our mentee bees.
Wasn't that Kate Moss?
But that was the culture of the time.
Yeah.
And I think we all, like, so everyone who watched America's Next Top Model as like a 13-year-old going up to, because like that's when it started and then it went for like 25 seasons. I feel like we all remember, oh God, it was bad. But there's a new Netflix documentary out about it called Reality Check. You can watch it now. And it's like hammered home just how not okay this show was on every single level imaginable. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so bad. Like, things that, like, I probably wouldn't, like, really talk about on this show, but just, like, these girls were not protected in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to focus on some of the challenges that they had to do. Every week, you had to do a photo shoot challenge, and it was, like, a running joke. It was, like, this week you'll be propelled over a giant hole and there's an ambulance on standby if you need it, but you have to make it fierce and you have to smize, which is where you smile with your eyes and you don't let the world know that you're scared. Or it's like you have to pretend you've been shot, and like just these bizarre things. Like, they were just pushing the boat further and further. And if you watch the documentary, you'll know that Tyra Banks has blamed that on us.
She's has she?
Y'all kept wanting more. And I'm like, I was 12 years old in South County Dublin. I don't think I was on to the executive producers demanding more.
I barely was allowed to use the phone line, Tyra.
Exactly. But yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's on me, I guess. So I thought I'd do a little...
So is she cancelled now? Is she?
It's mad because she comes across so terribly in the documentary, but she also produced the documentary.
Oh, God.
I'm like, how do you think you look? And apparently there's one coming out now from the model's perspective. And I'm like, it couldn't be worse for Tyra. Yeah. Like, she is the devil by all accounts. But anyway, I thought I'd do a little realer. And I encourage you to watch the documentary. It was really, really good. But I thought I'd do a little realer fake of some of the photo shoots. You guys can guess. If you just vaguely remember, Emma, and I don't think you really watched it, Dave, maybe you won't know which one of these.
I never saw it, no.
There's some ones that were like, oh, you have to swap races. Like, the black models are going to be white, the white models are going to be black. There was like, you pose with homeless people, all sorts, okay?
Oh, for God's sake.
But I didn't include
that's
these.
That's crazy.
It's mad. Right. Okay, first up, was this a challenge on America's Next Top Model or not? Seven deadly sins. Models had to get inside a coffin and be lowered into a grave and pose in a way that represented one of the seven deadly sins: gluttony, envy, lust, etc.
That is mental, but yeah, I'd say that definitely
happened as well.
That happened. That was real.
Wow.
Raw meat couture. Models wore outfits made from cuts of raw meat and posed in New York's meatpacking district.
To be honest, I think you made that up.
I think you made
that up. The meatpacking district is very Sex and the City, but it is Gaga.
Yeah.
And it could be real, but I think you made that up.
No, it's real.
Oh,
it's
my God, really?
They wore carcasses. Okay, Lady Liberty photo shoot. Models were suspended from the flame of the statue that the Statue of Liberty holds and asked to do poses that inspired life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
I don't think they wanted them to be happy in any shape or form, so I'm going to say you made that up.
Yeah, did you make that up?
I did make that one.
Oh, yes.
Well done. You know me well. Greek salad photo shoot. Models travelled to Greece and posed in bikinis in a giant bowl of Greek salad. They all had to use the same salad.
I think the detail of they all had to use the same salad makes it real.
It was real.
Yeah, that's
the sweat off that Greek cheese. Killer bee photo shoot. Models had to pose while being swarmed by a colony of bees.
It's real.
It is real.
Oh my God. That's insane.
Man.
Okay.
Did they have the suits on or anything?
No, they were like in bikinis. Right, turf challenge. Models travelled to the west of Ireland and posed in some of the country's most prominent bogs surrounded by turf.
No
chance. If this is true, that'd be class, but I don't think so.
I wish. Maybe for the new season. Okay, finally.
What's your skin? Bog, isn't it?
Lots of moisture.
Okay, finally, ice cream photo shoot. Models had to pose in a candy-themed shoot with a giant ice cream sundae and actually holding scoops of ice cream in their hands. One ended up in A&E with frostbite.
Oh my God, yes, that's true.
That is true.
Oh my God.
And what a horrible show.
So it
was all, this was all your fault because you wanted more.
We did this. We said more, Tyra.
It was connecting to the dial-up being like, Tyra.
More.
Give me more.
Now.
Here's Noah Kahan. This is called The Great Divide. You're listening to Spin. I can't become... Just might on Spin.
All right, after eight, we are going to be playing our favorite game. We play it every day. It's the Tricky 10. 10 questions. The answers are all numbered between 1 and 10. Tricky in a WhatsApp if you want to play. 087-711-1038.
You may remember from a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple of months ago at this stage, that I am really obsessed with a certain presenter in this building. By the name,
you can just tell me,
Emma Nolan.
You don't have to do that.
No, sorry, guys, it's Claire Byrne.
Oh, well, that's fair. I will bow down to Claire Byrne.
She's absolutely fantastic. She does a news talk show from 9 o'clock, and
she joined the company, as in the group that we're a part of, only 2 or 3 weeks ago officially.
Yeah, and her show has been brilliant so far. However, I feel like everyone and their granny has been on it, except for me. Michaela Hayes was on the show. Michaela Hayes was on Claire Byrne.
All the comedians have been on.
All the comedians. Yeah, Shane Dan Byrne was on it.
Yeah, Cillian Sunderman.
I walked into
Michaela's studio the other day to get something. And I was like, you're in early. And she was like, yeah, I'm going on Claire Byrne. Are you? Right.
It's a little bit like, you know, sometimes when the Late Late Show doesn't really have a big guest and they see whoever's in the canteen, in the RTE canteen.
Yeah, they're like, come on down.
That's who goes on the Late
Tell
Late.
Tell us about
the same with Claire Byrne. Whoever's downstairs, they'll just
Do you think one day she'll just send you an Instagram DM and be like, stop talking about me and come on after 9?
Yeah, I might not be here one day after 9, hopefully. But I was out last night and I was talking to one of my friends who is a producer in News Talk, and I said to her, I said, come here, do you think I'll ever get on at Claire Byrne? She was like, yeah, of course you will. She was like, not a regular slot though. And I was like, why? And she was like, you don't have a niche and all the niches are covered. And I was like, what do you mean? She was like, well, this person does music and this person does
entertainment.
This person does US politics and this person does this, whatever. So I was like, right, okay.
Has she not heard your Trump impression?
Yeah.
You could deliver the whole thing.
Is there anything to be said for a really bad impressionist? Because I think I'd be very good at that, Claire.
You need to find
your
niche,
grinch, man.
4 o'clock. Claire Byrne. So I'm trying to figure out what my niche is so that I can then start. So my friend is a producer, News Talk, basically said, this is the producer of the show. You need to kind of hang around her and just talk about something specific.
Your special interest.
Yeah. So she was like, just start talking about things that are going on. Mm-hmm. And she might be like, hey, this guy has something to say.
Oh my God, we should get
him on Claire Byrne.
I need to be witness to this.
Also, if anyone's listening, especially Michaela Hayes, please don't go to Claire Byrne and be like, oh my God, Dave is obsessed with you. Stop. I'll sort myself,
could
please.
Could be listening.
Thank you very much.
She could be.
She's not. I think she's in the office. I'm trying to figure out what should my niche be. I don't think an Owl City story is going to break the news anytime soon.
No,
so that's kind of
out. Not.
Same thing with like maybe emo songs. Maybe that could be, you know what I mean? Maybe if that was to break.
Where's the hook? Why does she care?
I know. It needs to be. So what do you think my niche should be?
I have a few ideas.
Okay.
One, tracksuit etiquette.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this. I was like, I was imagining a Claire Byrne show where I'm on and someone else is on who's in like a business suit. Do you know what I mean?
That's good. Yeah, and you argue.
And I'm just there to argue and be like, what's wrong with a tracksuit, man?
Yeah. You can make
classist.
Yeah.
I could say big words like that. Classist.
Exactly.
You could even go out on the streets and see how you're both received, but like in different scenarios, if one's in the suit and one's in the tracksuit. It could be a whole like...
I tell you which one I'd be more afraid of.
Yeah.
Fell in the suit.
Yeah. News talk and
ruin this country.
The bankers.
We do remember the time Dave went viral on Twitter a few years ago for giving out about the public transport system in Dublin on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and then I went on Kieran Cuddy and told him how difficult it was to get a taxi from town to Rathmines, and I got slated online. That was fantastic because Rathmines is a 20-minute walk. It's actually Upper Rathmines, and I was walking from the hotel on the north side of the Keys.
Yeah. Oh my God, you slap.
The other one I think that you could do, because this was your personality for a while, but it's also really relevant, living vape-free.
Vape-free.
That's good.
The vape life is no longer for me.
Never for you. And finally, you do hark back to it a lot, the loss of a pet. Because of the loss of your dead dog.
Dog,
Charlie.
That'd
yes.
be good. You're the only person who's ever had a dog die.
I'm pretty sure I am. Yeah, I might have to fact check that, but I'm pretty sure I am the only person who's ever had a pet die. Yeah.
Oh, growing a tash.
Growing a mustache.
Growing
yes.
a tash and then trimming it down.
Being best pals with my granny.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I know, I want to get on with her for that.
No, that's mine. Oh, no chance.
Guys, my granny's dead. Thanks for bringing it up.
But you are the only person who has a granny that's dead.
That's so true.
So you
the
should be on Claire River
ever.
For that.
Claire, hey, drop whatever you're doing at 9 o'clock. I'll be there.
Okay, thank you for all of your help. I will start.
Oh, surviving life with zero nutrition.
Oh,
that's good.
That is good.
Yeah, yeah, you could do like a super size me thing, but it's about fit foods.
The pale life. Yeah. Perfect. I'll just start talking about all those things in front of our producer. Here's hoping.
That's pretty much
up.
All you talk about anyway.
Hey, 9 o'clock, news talk. Listen one of the days next week. I'm surely be on.
Fiona's having a
I'm what?
No one told me.
What?
It is Fiona's final day here on Spin It before she heads on maternity leave, but she will be back.
I will. I'll be right back, literally. 2 seconds. How long does it take? I don't have time at all. Because it is my last day, I get some special treatment.
Yay.
I get to pick whatever songs I want that have baby in the title.
Can I just ask, why do you need 6 months off?
Because
it's important to bond with your child.
Yeah, but
so the baby doesn't die.
Right,
so
okay. Could you not just bring the baby in and just
well,
hang
see how
out
you like that? How did you feel with the doll in here all week?
Yeah, I didn't like the doll.
I'll try and bring it in and see what you think. Cool. Actually, let's do that for one
right,
day.
So Fiona's 6 month maternity leave has become 3 weeks.
Perfect.
I'd be such a good boss.
Okay, so I'm heading away for 3 weeks. So to celebrate that, I get to play whatever songs I want that have baby in the
now
title.
Now, we do have a little surprise for you in solidarity this morning. Myself and Dave will be sporting a little bit of what you've been going through.
I'm wearing
some fake baby bumps.
We have some fake baby bumps, which, to be fair, are a lot lighter than I thought.
Why
I don't know
what. They're so small.
They are small. I don't like the fact it has a belly button.
Yeah, the belly button's a bit rotten.
Does that look a bit legit, no?
Well, yeah, it looks like you're early on. Like, you could still hide it. You look like me at the Hag. Oh, like, you'd be, if you wore the, like, giant inflatable Willy costume.
Oh, my God, it really looks like my stomach from above.
It does. Sorry, they're offensively small.
They are.
Guys. Here. I'm carrying a watermelon.
Here, Dave, double up there and then it...
That's okay. Good.
I'll genuine. Double up. Hold on 1 sec. I really do look pregnant with this, though. Or maybe just like a big carvery.
You do. That's kind of like, do you remember in Glee?
New when, name,
when, new a baby carvery.
Baby carvery.
Baby carvery. BC. All right, now we're talking.
Dave's
now
got
we're
a
talking.
Proper pregnancy belly
Walking
going on.
Walking a mile in my shoes. How do you feel?
I think I'm glowing.
You're glowing. It's gorgeous on you. It looks great on you, Dave.
So Fiona will be playing loads of tracks with the word baby, because why not across the show? We'll start this morning
I feel like
with
Meghan Markle holding it.
Justin Bieber on Spin.
Oh, oh, Spin. 103.8. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. Let's go!
Hello, it's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Happy Friday.
Hi. Hello.
How are we?
Happy Friday.
Quick question around the room. What products do we use to clean the shower, Dave?
The shower head.
Perfect.
Swear by it. I use, do you know that Zaflora that you dilute down
you
and it smells really
product.
Good? I know, we're crazy. And I also did purchase, inspired by TikTok, one of those steam cleaners.
No way.
It's very satisfying. I don't get
I'll
it out that often,
it.
Though.
This is the thing, Dave, you just said it. I bleach it.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I do.
I need to stop bleaching the shower
okay.
because yesterday I was like, I need to, this thing, it actually really badly needed to be done. I've got one of those, this might be boring, but hear me out for a second. You know those mops that aren't really mops? They're like, they've got the flap bottom.
Yes.
Put the thing
on.
Right? So I got one of them and I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw a bit of bleach on the end of that and I'm going to scrub the walls of the shower.
I would picture you being a really scary cleaner, being like, I have to get in and do this. And
it possesses me but in a way that I'm like, I hate this so much and I'm so angry, but let's just get it done.
I've never thought in my life, right now I'll clean the shower. It's just when I'm in the shower, I'm like, oh, Grant, I'll just reach behind the toilet there, get the bleach and just kind of squirt it everywhere.
While you're in there
yeah.
with your little tootsies out.
Yeah.
You're squirting bleach everywhere.
Yeah, but then I also have the shower head on, so I just wash it down.
That's not okay.
We're
okay.
Both, I'm a lazy shower cleaner as well.
I don't clean the shower.
Yesterday, when I was doing this window cleaning situation with the bleach and then the floor or whatever, and I was in the shower doing it, obviously it was turned off at this point. I've got the worst headache of my life. It's absolutely throbbing. I felt like there was bleach in my nose.
Oh, I hate
that feeling when you can't get it out. It's like behind your eyes. Never again. I need to go to like the baking soda and the toothbrushes and whatever else the Miss Hinges of the world are doing, because this life ain't it. I was in a fowler all night. Just the smell of it.
You had that bleach nose.
Sure did, girl.
Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky. But first, we are hoping today's the day we manage to give away €1,000 on the tricky 10.
I have a good feeling about today.
Yeah, something in the air. There's a baby in the room about to come out. Maybe it will be really exciting to give away €1,000 on Fiona's last day before her mat leave. And Claudia is on to give this a crack this morning. Any plans for the weekend?
Not really. I might just watch the rugby tomorrow.
Nice. Very good. It's England tomorrow,
isn't it?
It's England
tomorrow, yeah.
Very good.
Ireland versus England tomorrow.
Yeah, it's in England as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think it is. Am I right, Claudia?
It is.
Yeah. It's going to be a very tough match.
You're a big Rugger fan, so, Claudia?
Can I ask a really stupid question? Did we suck last week? Yeah.
No, we didn't suck. We won last week.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, against Italy, wasn't it? But we are not as good as we once were. Or not even that. It's just also other teams are better, like France and England.
Okay. Like all the ones we're playing.
So, Claudia, I'm going to take a shot in the dark here, given the conversation we're having. How is the south side of Dublin this morning?
I'm actually on the north side of Dublin.
You put me in my place, Claudia. Where are you from, Malahide?
Swords.
Oh my goodness.
We didn't see it coming.
What business do you have?
You're miles off.
I am miles off. Fantastic. Right, Claudia, you put me in my place. Fantastic. Do you think you can take on this tricky 10 and get €1,000 if you get all 10 questions correct?
I really hope so.
Come on, we'll give it a bash.
I think you've got it.
How this works, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. Fiona's asking your 10 questions this morning, and each answer will be a number between 1 and 10, and that answer won't repeat. Now, remember, we can only accept your first answer. It would be a sickener to get all 10, but to lose out, say, based on, you know, maybe given the correct answers the second time. So if you don't, but also then in saying that, if you don't know the answer, it is well worth giving it a guess. Now, if you top the leaderboard today, you'll win the brand new Fuzzy Church Snooty. And if you get all 10 questions correct, as we say, we'll throw you over €1,000 on the spot. Kira is top of the leaderboard at the moment. She scored 7 in 47.97 seconds. She was quite quick on that. Yes. So look, we wish you the very best of luck.
Claudia, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
All right, Claudia, I'm going to ask your questions. Ready?
Get 10 and Fiona will go into labour.
Yes, I will. Okay, let's do this. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The word baby contains how many letters?
4.
Griffith Avenue and Santry are in which Dublin postal district?
9.
An American theme park company is called What Flags?
Right, 6.
The Beijing Summer Olympics took place in August 2000 and what?
12.
How many films were released in the Twilight saga?
4.
The 2025 viral brain rot meme was called 6 What?
Could you say that again, sorry?
The 2025 viral brain rot meme was called 6 What?
Oh, skip. I don't know.
Nottingham Forest scored how many goals in the Europa League last night?
2.
In time zones, how many hours ahead of Dublin is Rome?
1.
Fill in the missing lyric, just the what of us, we can make it if we try.
2 of us.
Alright, stop the clock.
Okay, not too bad at all.
How do you think you did this morning?
Well, I have to skip one, so...
That's okay.
We're not getting a few quid, but we're getting a few quid.
No, don't worry.
Let's see how we got on.
Snooty.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh, a score of 5.
Well done. Pretty good, because there's one you didn't get to, Claudia.
There is. 5 out of 9, Claudia. Not bad at all. Do you know where you messed up, do you think?
I'm pretty sure I spelled baby right.
I got really excited when you got the Dublin postcode one on.
Yeah, that was very good.
Two right.
But unfortunately, you have added an answer to the Hall of Fame, or taken an answer that was already on the Hall of Fame, of 12. It's the tricky 10, only 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. You said 12 for the Beijing Summer Olympics took place in August 2012, but it was actually 2008. How many films were released in the Twilight Saga? You said 4. The answer is actually 5. And Nottingham Forest scored how many goals in the Europa League last night? You said 2. The answer was actually 3.
The other
Not
one you
bad.
Missed out on there was the viral brain rot meme.
Oh, yes.
The very annoying 6-7.
6-7.
Oh, Jesus. I remember hearing like 14-year-olds shouting it everywhere, but I didn't know it was meant to be like a brain rot.
That's our target audience.
So in my age. 14-year-olds. Yeah.
Claudia, it wasn't to be today, but I hope you had fun, did you?
Absolutely, I did. And it was great to get your last one before Matt leave anyway, so That's I hope it. You enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Claudia. I did. And thank you for playing and
Thanks
entering into
Claudia.
The Hall of Fame.
Have a great day.
Hey, 6-7.
Am I right?
Guys, 6-7.
Good luck.
Thanks, Claudia.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Apparently, our boss said that to his kid, and the kid was like, "Dad, that's so last year.
That's really? So 2025.
Yeah. So lame to be talking about 6-7. Guys, I forgot we need to ring our winner of the Fuzzy Charge Snooty.
Yeah. Oh, obviously. Yes.
Kira.
Yes. Is that Kira?
It would be Kira. Yeah, let's give her a call.
Exciting times ahead, Kira.
Hello.
Kira, good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. How are you?
Hi, Kira.
Hi, morning.
Good morning,
Hi.
Kira. We'd obviously only be ringing you for one thing. What is that thing, do you think?
Did I win?
You have won yourself a Fuzzy Charge Snooty!
Well done,
Thank
Kira.
You.
No one
welcome.
Came close to your topping leaderboard score.
Well done, gal.
Thank you.
Have a lovely weekend.
Good
bye-bye.
Luck,
bye. See you soon.
Bye-bye. We kick off a brand new leaderboard on Monday.
Yes, come on and play Tricky in a WhatsApp with myself and Emma on Monday's Fully Charged.
Maybe, 087. I'll, maybe I'll play.
7-11-103. Please call in.
Fiona's last day on the show before she goes on mat leave.
Boo. But it's time for Dave Franks. Yeah. Welcome on in. This is my favourite part of the show. I hope it's yours too. It's where I get to rank from 5 to 1 of my very favourite niche things. In the past, I've done things like lines from Titanic or, you know, transition sounds between 2.5 men scenes. What am I ranking this week? Ooh. Well, it is a Fiona Frawley special, yes. Given that it's her final show before she goes on mat leave for 6 whole months. I'm really going to miss you. And what I'm really going to miss
Me too.
Is all nice. Of the ways that you describe your husband, Dwayne. Uh-huh. So I decided to rank from 5 to 1 them. So welcome to Dave Ranks, the different names Fiona has for her husband, Dwayne.
Hey.
Went back through shows in the past and just Dave. Picked out little bits of you talking about Dwayne and how you would describe
I
Dwayne.
Love this. And can we say for the record, none of them are himself.
Himself, no.
Or
Hubby.
The fella. Yeah.
Hubby, the other half.
I think you just cringe, don't you? You can't.
Yeah.
You see, one of the things on this show you have to do, right? Because you can't like assume that everyone knows what's going on all the time,
yeah.
Right? So like, that's why you're kind of reminded to be like, just tell people who you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what makes us all cringe is you have to go like, my girlfriend Pippa.
Yeah. It just refuse to. I just go Pippa.
Yeah. I do
my
that
boyfriend Jack.
Yeah.
And so Fiona just panics and goes, my husband.
Because husband makes me sound so old and I want to be down with the kids. 6-7.
All right, let's start with 5-4. Dave ranks the different names Fiona has for her husband. And in 5, in fifth place isn't really one of my favourites. Thankfully you don't use it ever really anymore because it's not true. But number 5, 5th place is this.
Do you know, I was telling you recently, me and my fiance have been getting into
fiance.
Very good.
Instead of fiance, fiance it's fiance. Bad. Fiance yeah. I don't like. I don't know why I don't like it, but I just didn't like it.
It's awful. Yeah. I hate it too.
It isn't. In 4th place, for Dave ranks the different names Fiona has for her husband Dwayne. Again, not my favourite, but I really do enjoy the thought of it. 4th place is this.
Still on the lookout for the da of my baby, if anyone's seen it by any chance.
Obviously talking about Dwayne there. Big fan
he
of that.
He never came in after taking out the bins. I don't know where he went.
We can move on to top 3. Ooh. 4 Dave ranks the different names Fiona has for her husband, Dwayne. And this was one of the very first names I remember you, or not names, but kind of ways you describe Dwayne. Mm. And it was always one of my favourites, but there is better ones coming up. 3rd place is this.
So you guys obviously know Dwayne, my partner in life and love.
Oh, very good. It's a good one.
It's the word.
I love it. It was one of the first ways you described him on the show. And I just remember being like, you can just say your fella.
Just to say it's not my partner in business.
No, of course not. That's us.
Life in Love, of course.
You just took you a while to find your groove, because then he was your boyfriend when you started, then he was your fiancé, then he was your husband, and all of them made you cringe.
They really did, honestly.
In second place for Dave ranks the different names Fiona has for her husband, Dwayne, is genuinely the kind of reason behind this whole Dave ranks. It's just one word, and the way you say it brings you joy every single time. Second place is this.
So I was telling you the other day about my husband. Wow, it just rolls off the tongue so naturally.
Sounds like a gag.
But it's not number one.
Oh, what the hell?
It's not number one. Number one is, I don't even know when you've said this, or it was ages ago now at this stage, but it's just the way you say the word. Number one, in first place for Dave Ryan's the different names Fiona has for her husband, Dwayne, it's when she says boyfriend.
I was out the other night with my boyfriend.
Boyfriend?
I was out the other night with my boyfriend.
I love the way you just get too awkward to say any of the real words. Fiance, husband, boyfriend, fella, and you're just,
they're boyfriend? All awful.
One more.
Boyfriend's word. So I was telling you the other day about my husband.
You're welcome. Gonna miss you.
And there's Calvin Harris, the team up with Kasabian. Very random, but it's a tune. It's called Release the Pressure on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Probably what Fiona's thinking right now. Can we release the pressure of this bump, please?
I was thinking that.
Very relevant.
Fiona's having
I'm what? I'm going to do that joke every time that plays, if that's okay, because I think it's very good. Guys, I am having a baby. It's my last day before maternity leave. Boo. Thank you to everyone. And I'm pregnant, by the way. Sorry, I just joined the show about 10 months ago and I'm heading off now. So thanks very much for being with me on
the journey.
She's
never done a march on this show.
No, I've never.
No, it's funny. Like, we've been on the show for like years, and like the most exciting thing we had, we're like, Dave has a girlfriend. Oh my God. Everyone stop everything. Years later, Emma has a fella. And Fiona joined 10 months ago, was engaged, got married, and has gone through an entire pregnancy.
Guys,
it's pretty impressive. All the big stuff
also,
done.
She's also really old.
And also Dave got a new radio in his car. Okay. So let's not downplay the huge life events that have happened.
True.
Here on the show. Now, I was thinking to celebrate the last day, I was like, what can we do that's memorable, monumental? What's something I haven't mentioned about this pregnancy yet? Because I feel like...
There's not a lot.
Honey, I've laid it all down on the table. Apart from the gender.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Now, I was like, let's do a little gender reveal party. We could do fireworks launching into the sky.
Yeah.
We could do Emma and Dave sumo wrestle and one of them waves a flag that's pink or blue.
Fun.
So whoever wins the sumo wrestle, that's what you'll have.
Yeah, or like, oh, you have to be wearing pink or blue thongs.
Right,
and
okay.
The winner is what I'm having. Or like, you have to dip into a cake and tell me what it is. Or seeing as we're a radio station, we could just play songs.
Oh yeah.
Fun.
So, if it's a boy, we're going to play this.
Right. Tune.
Blue.
Right. Right. Okay, a blue song if it's a boy.
Let's reinforce the gender stereotypes. And if it's a girl, we're going to play this.
Yes.
I'm coming out.
She is by Heather High Water. That has got the party started by Pink, which is it's what Labour is, really. So text us in now what you think. It's your final chance to guess if you have been speculating on this at all. 087
You haven't told anyone.
1038. I've actually talked about it in my stand-up and stuff. I've talked about it on the Beanall. So if anyone was here, if anyone was at, like anyone listening was at the Big Night Last, you'll know what the gender is. But if you didn't, thanks for not coming. You have to find out this way. Text us, boy or girl, to 087 711 1038. And there's something in it for you. The winner gets baby Annabelle. The baby that Emma and Dave minded so diligently
this
week. Hey,
they're pricey babies.
They are pricey.
So it's like 70 quid or something.
Maybe if you've got a niece or a nephew or it's your own kids, whatever, maybe you'd love a baby Annabelle.
Yeah, and it's been in Emma and Dave's gaff. It's had Seamus's dribble all over it, and it's been in the pub with Dave.
And Ben's dribble all over it.
Yes.
Listen, do your thing. Do you think Fiona's having a boy? If so, WhatsApp voice note or text us the word boy to 087 711 103. A voice note, would it be better again, please? If you think Fiona is having a girl, then WhatsApp voice note us girl to 087 711 1038. If it's a boy, right. We'll be playing blue. All right. If it's a girl, we'll be playing.
All right.
It's coming up. It's is that coming out?
Wrong way.
Coming out.
Yeah, wrong way. Yeah, don't go up.
Oh, please don't. That'd be a bloody nightmare.
Get your voice notes in with your predictions now, please.
Fiona's having a baby.
I bottled it. I didn't do the joke there.
What was the joke?
I'm having a what? guys, it's
the last time she was like, I'm going to do that for the whole show.
And now I got scarlet. It's my last day. I'm heading away on maternity leave tomorrow. If you don't know me, I'm Fiona. I joined the show about 10 months ago and now I'm pregnant, so I'm heading off.
Thank God, it's just back to me and Emma.
Yeah, as the good Lord intended.
I might get a word in now. What?
No, I'll voice note in.
There's something about February with it just coming back to just me and Dave.
Bad.
Yeah, guys, well, look, it's obviously what someone wants. Someone out there, up there, wants it to happen. It's you two against the world.
Can I ask, obviously, before we talk about the gender of the child, how will we know when you've had the baby?
Will you text us or what happens?
I'll text. I was nervous. I was trying to reassure
Dave. I don't
want
to see the thing.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me?
I don't want to see it.
No, what? I was trying
what
to
reassure. I don't want to see the thing.
I was trying to reassure Dave.
I want to maybe see it a couple of days after.
When it's settled into itself.
When like, it's do you know
when
person,
it, when it comes
not an
out
alien.
And it has the kind of cone head and it's got the like.
When it's beautiful and brand new to this earth, I would like to see everything.
You know?
Oh my God.
Okay,
no.
Right. We'll send it to two different groups because you guys have very different energies. Like, you know when it comes out and it has like that grease on it that you're not meant to wash off because it's got healing properties and it could have a cone.
Yeah, I don't want to see
God,
that.
You've been going to your classes.
I've been going to my classes.
You don't even have to send me any. Will you just send me a thumbs up?
A thumbs up. God, imagine like, if I get these mixed up.
Born.
I send Dave the most graphic picture of the baby fresh out and I send Emma a thumbs up.
I can assure you I would be fuming.
Thumbs up. Like, what more do you need? It's grand.
But just when it comes to, I suppose, the gender reveal, it's one thing you have kept yourself because you've been very transparent with your marriage and your pregnancy.
Oh my God, I've been yapping away on here about everything, to be honest. And I kind of just didn't talk. Now, I've spoke about the gender in my stand-up, so if you're a real fan of me, you'll already know what this is. But if you're a fake fan who just listens to this show, whatever. But no, I kind of just wanted to be maybe a little bit mysterious, and I thought, like, some of the things that you get told when you're having a boy or a girl are kind of weird. Like, boys will wreck your house, girls will wreck your head, or like,
what?
Boys want to crawl back up inside the womb. All things that I've been told multiple times. But now, on the last day of the show, I've decided I actually don't give a shite. So I'm gonna tell you. It's a gender reveal party.
And the way we're going to do that is by revealing with song.
Of course. It's radio, after all.
If Fiona is having a girl, which we're going to find out in a few minutes' time, you will hear us playing Pink.
And if it's a boy...
Fiona reveals she's having a boy, you will hear Blue. All right. All right. And it's on you to get in touch and have your say, get your guesses in. Do you think Fiona is giving off I'm having a boy energy or I'm having a girl energy? A lot of people guessing already.
That baby gonna be a boy.
I think the baby is going to be a boy.
Girl. Girl, girl, girl.
I definitely think it is a boy.
I think it's a girl.
I think Fiona's having a girl.
Oh, it must be a girl.
Fiona is having a girl.
Okay, a lot of love
50%
for the
of people are wrong. That's
some of
all
them
I know.
That's so true. Some of them are threatening. They're like, you're having a girl.
I like the one that's like, she having a boy.
I liked that one as well. Okay, and if you guess correctly, it's one of two answers. You will be entered into a draw to win baby Annabelle. If you've been listening this week, you know it's a cursed doll that I tasked Emma and Dave with looking after this week.
It's been in our house. It's been in my local pub.
Yeah, so it's very special. And
it's been in my dog's mouth.
You can see what the doll. What the doll has been doing over on our Instagram, official spin 1038. We're going to reveal this very shortly.
And just to say, loads of kids like baby Annabelles. Even if you don't have one, you might have a niece or nephew or something. They're spenny, you know.
They are.
Very spenny.
And it comes with a buggy.
Send in a voice note, girl or boy, and we'll find out what Fiona's having. We have to say it was total coincidence that we just went into a Pink Panther song as we're doing this.
Fiona's having a
And that's what? Bad scheduling there, Gavin. Gavin's our head of music and he shouldn't have done that.
What a shame. What a shame. Guys, it's my last day before I just nip off.
Is it, Jay? You haven't mentioned it.
I'll be right back. I just have to go and have a baby, and then I will be back in the ear of you listening, and I'll never leave again. Hey, it'll fly in. It's going to be September when I'm back. We'll all be on the reset. Guys, I have been revealing everything about this pregnancy, really, on the show. Just it's hard to come up with some stuff to talk about sometimes.
It kind of takes over your whole life when you're pregnant with your first child.
I was going to be like, what the hell are we going to be talking about next? But obviously, the baby.
I guess, the baby. But the one thing that I haven't revealed has been the gender. And I thought, look, for the last day, for the day that's in it, why don't we give that away as well?
Quick question for you. You decided to find out, obviously, rather than keep it as a surprise.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I found out.
That's so weird to me how people be like, oh, yeah, I'll just have it as a surprise. Like, do you not want to organise anything?
There's going to be enough surprise on the day. And guess what? When I found out, it was a surprise.
Oh, yeah.
So true. It's grand.
Couple of things. You're so chilled about this. There was no baby shower. And I guess this is the gender reveal.
It is. Yeah, okay. It is.
This is where we find out, is it going to be baby Emma or baby Dave?
If Fiona reveals in the next couple of minutes that she's having a girl, you'll hear this. A song from Pink. Do you get it? If Fiona reveals she's having a boy, you will hear a song from Blue.
And if it's neither, she'll have Callum just sing.
It's a non-binary icon.
Okay, lots of people getting in with their guesses on this. Tony and Liam here.
I think Fiona's having a baby boy. She's giving off a very boy mommy.
She looks like
energy.
A boy.
Ooh.
Definitely think it's going to be a boy.
Three things. One, it's definitely a girl. Two, I love the fact that it's Pink saying, I'm coming out. So ironic. And three, congratulations.
Aww, thank you.
I love it.
Sorry, it's
much.
So funny. Whenever someone says, it's definitely a boy or it's definitely a girl, Fiona gets real angry. She's like, it's not definitely aunt.
You don't know about me. You don't know
you
about
can
my
see,
life.
You can see her eyebrows. So it's definitely this. She's like, what do you know?
Here's Nikki.
You don't know. Fiona's having a boy. She's sending off those boy vibes. Don't ask me why.
I have no idea what that means. Maybe you need so to have a kid funny. To understand what that means. I don't know.
I feel like it's very pick me to be a boy mom.
Okay, come on. No further ado. Will you put us out of our misery? What
Hit
are you having?
Button,
okay.
Fiona.
Hit All right. I'm having a...
It's a boy!
It's Enrique Iglesias.
I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, no, it's Blue.
Oh, Fiona, congratulations.
Yes. Baby
it's
Dave.
It's a little young lad.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's baby Dave.
You're having a yup, bro.
Or baby Emo. A yup, bro. Yup out of it.
It's Blue now on spin.
Let's go. Fiona in the morning.
Hi there, what's the crack?
Hi.
Hello, how are you? It's my last day today. I'm heading away on maternity leave and I have a couple of weeks before the baby gets here and I was thinking of something I can do in that time. I can finally get like all my clothes up on Vinted. There's a huge pile that's been annoying me for like 6 months. But this girl that I used to work with, she's getting married soon and she's like having a mare trying to find day two outfits, a little short white dress for day two. And I was like, girl, you can try on some of mine because I have the one that I wore and then I have all the ones that didn't fit me because I was pregnant at the time and I put on and cried and then put back on a hanger and never wore again. So I'm like, come on over, try them, see if you like them. So now I'm thinking I might launch a more personalised vintage service shop where people actually call to my house and if they like the thing, they take it and revolute me.
I don't know what's happening with me vintage. And this is blatant, like what I'm doing here, you know, because I'm looking for sympathy.
Yeah.
But like a few months ago, I was selling a few bits.
Yeah.
And I did a massive upload about 2 weeks ago. Absolutely no bite. No
really?
Bite.
And no bite on anything.
No bite in anything.
Emma.
And like your clothes are horrible.
That's how you take it, don't you? Just
you're like,
so
do you think my
personally
stuff is crap? Maybe you need to start inviting people over to your house. Maybe
I can't do it anymore because the got that one guy who messaged me because I have Whoop bands up on my old ones on my vintage. And I've sold like all of them bar three, but he just slagged me for it.
That was so funny.
When I wouldn't pay him the amount he wanted for shorts, he started going after me and being like, you sell Whoop bands.
He's like,
sup.
Chap sells Whoop bands.
Chap sells Whoop bands. And now I feel like if I put up anything, someone's just going like, fella sells socks.
Fella won't pay €8 for some North Face shorts.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on spin. Your number one hit music station.
Okay, I feel like it'll be grand, it too close to the sun this time. It's very much the...
That's your metaphor
for life. The mantra that I live by, it'll be grand.
Mantra.
It'll be fine. it'll be grand.
Which is funny because you're such an anxious person. So like, it's mad that you have that outlook on life.
I think if I prepped for anything too much, or if I did like put work in, I would get more anxious.
Yeah, fair
so
enough.
my coping mechanism is to never care about anything and
love.
To put no effort in.
Love that.
So I've been telling you extensively on the show that I have been swapping my car, getting rid of, I had like a 2-door Golf and I had to get a car that had doors in the back so that I could put a car seat into it because I'm having a baby. So I bought my mother's old car.
Are you going to put the baby in the back?
Yeah, why? Do you think I should put it in the front?
I don't know.
Rad and shotgun.
But like, is what's the correct way?
Protocol.
Yeah.
I think they usually go in the back. But like, I mean, I didn't get to ride in the front till I was...
I know, but obviously you have the car seat, like.
Yeah, true. No, it'd be... Yeah, well, we might have to because finally yesterday... This is a job we've been putting off and we kind of need to have the car seat in just in case anything happens. Like if you know, if I'm having the baby, it's like the car seat needs to be in. And it's like this whole like track thing that you install first into the car and then it's like a stand you like lob that down into
it's
the
car. It's an absolute nightmare.
It's a hack.
My sister has them in the back of her car and thankfully the kids are a bit older now so they've gone to like just more plain and easy booster type situations. But like I remember at the time years ago when the kids were like tiny and the hack of being like, oh, if you got the kids today, let's move the car seats into your car.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do it. Why do they make it so confusing?
It's a serious contraption. Do you ever see those pictures of like the car seats we had in the 90s and people are like, I'm so glad I made it out alive. Yeah. Like they are like not safe at all.
Really?
Yeah. But look, we were grand. We all made it, thank God. But this car seat, okay, it went into the back of the car yesterday. Bear in mind, bought this car, the whole purpose of it being it'll fit the car seat. Doesn't really fit the car seat.
Oh, no.
Oh God.
Why?
It doesn't really.
In what way?
Like, it technically fits the car seat, but the person who's sitting in the front would need to break their legs and fold them four ways into a little matchbox if they wanted to fit.
Who mainly drives the car?
Well, it's a combination of both of us now.
Right.
Like, if we put the car the car seat behind me and I drove it,
because
it
I
would
tend
be
to go
fine.
Kind of close up as well.
Yeah, I like to be close.
But
I like
if you're driving with just a baby, you want to be able to turn around and see the baby.
Yeah, and check it and stuff. So now I'm like, do I need a new car?
Oh, for God's sake.
You got a car like 2 weeks ago.
Go into the garage and they're like, yeah, have you thought of a Golf?
Yeah, have you thought of a 2-door Golf? Have you thought of a tape measure? Clearly I haven't. So yeah, taking advice now. any car suggestions? You listening have helped me out with so much.
Can you just get a smaller seat?
No. Oh my God.
A smaller car seat, no?
Absolutely not. We've thrown away the cardboard box of this and we've paid for it and it's
but you've also paid for a car.
I know.
Lots of more
value.
How much
is the car seat?
The car seat is like the price of a car.
Are you serious?
Well, it's expensive. Like we got it on Black Friday so we saved a bit but
it's just came in there from Jenny.
They recommend that the car seat goes into the back of the car because there's an airbag in the front of the car. So always safer for the car seat to go in the back of the car.
I never understood that.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with an airbag? I'd love an airbag.
It will blast a kid
in the face. Do you know what's also going to blast the kid in the face? Because we got the dog into the back of the car to see if it'll fit. And then I forgot that she goes ballistic at every dog that she drives past. So the baby is going to be gently nestled with the violently wagging tail of my dog to give it a bit of a fan down. So look, there's going to be a lot of obstacles for this child.
You're just you're bleeding the people listening to the show dry for advice. You're like, I've 45 minutes left. What else do I need to know?
Any cars? Any not rotten cars?
Help a sister out here this morning.
Can you give us a lift to the hospital there?
Yeah,
087711.
Give us a backer, will you?
I didn't have a spare car seat. You don't need any more. Send it in there.
Today at this time, I talked to you about fish. And, you know, different names for fish that you maybe didn't know existed.
We're not talking about like pet names for your fish. We're talking about like a breed.
Breed of fish. Yeah. Like Boops.
Very fun.
That was that's a real name for a fish. Boops.
I really enjoyed the segment.
So I thought I'd do another game of is it real or is it a fake that I've totally made up? But instead of fish names this time or names or type of fish, it's types of birds today.
We're learning so much about nature on
great.
This show.
Yes, absolutely. Never say that this show has never taught anyone anything.
Never
so,
say that.
Is this bird fake or have I completely made it up? Are you ready to play?
Yeah, absolutely.
elegant tit.
Well, there is. I know the blue tit. I haven't heard of the elegant tit.
Yeah, me neither. I
think
like
the blue tit's when you struggle with your when you're lactating.
Yeah, and it cuts off the circulation.
I'm going to say the elegant tit is real.
I think you've made it up because you want to say tit.
It is Sydney Sweeney's favourite bird. Elegant tit is real.
Oh, what? Very good.
Wow. So how many tits are there out there in
nature? I don't know. I've literally only heard the blue.
Wall-to-wall tits. Yeah. Just a pair. That's all you need.
There could be more. Who knows? Yellow-bellied sapsucker.
That's great.
That's real.
Little sap. It is real.
Is it?
It is.
I thought you were going to make it up because it was like yellow-bellied Wexford or whatever.
Who's ready for another tit?
Me.
The tuft tit tyrant.
The tufted tit tyrant. That sounds like the bloody really aggressive hair that grows on my left nipple.
The tufted tit tyrant. I'm obsessed with that.
Do you know, I was getting laser the other day and she was like, do you have anything on your nipples you want rid of? And I was like, just the one.
Just the one.
Emma's a hairy. Emma's
You're going to want to up the dosage on that machine for this bad boy.
I don't even shave it. I pluck it like, nope, this thing does not calm down. It comes back stronger.
Emma's a hairy board.
Tufted
tit tyrant.
I'm gonna back that one.
Yeah. It is real.
Yay.
And it's on Emma's nipple.
That's it. That's where you'll find it.
The fluffy flying flute.
Fun, but no.
No.
I have made that up. You're right. The hoary puff leg.
The hoary
puff leg.
These are the best.
I want that to be real so bad.
I don't think that's real.
The hoary puff leg is real.
Yay!
Go on.
Macaroni penguin.
Okay, Dave, you kind of started to lose me there.
No.
I think this was 10 past 6 this morning. You started to give up.
Macaroni penguin is a real bird.
Is it a penguin? Oh, sorry.
Is it a penguin?
Somebody tell me it's a penguin.
God, you're good at this. I have to say, the macaroni penguin is a penguin and it looks...
Is it the one that's got yellow?
Yes, it is.
Oh, adorable. They're so cute.
Yeah, so there you go. Dimitar Berbatov.
Dimitar, that's another footballer, isn't it?
Stop throwing
out what you're doing.
I know that's stupid.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yesterday's was Didier Drogba. Dimitar Berbatov, I think, is a really good one. And well done you for not laughing straight away. The fluffy backed tit babbler.
Again,
you've made that one.
The laser.
Yeah.
The fluffy backed tit babbler.
Would talk to me.
Fake. Me too.
It is real.
Oh.
Yes.
It's on my right nipple.
Sir tweets a lot.
That's got to be real. I know David Attenborough talked about the
Sir tweets a lot. It's fake. I made that up. The Andean cock of the rock.
The what?
Andean cock of the rock. Like from the Andes. The
that
Andean
I don't know what
cock
joke
of the rock.
That's
I think
not,
that's real.
Is it?
It is real. Banana quit.
You made that up, Dave.
What?
It's real.
What?
The Himalayan snow cock.
Wow, a lot of love for cock and tit this morning on the show. And
as
please
always.
Clip that. Real.
It is real. Yes, those are birds.
Apart from the football player, was there any fakes in there?
So there was Dimitar Berbatov. Sir tweets a lot wasn't real. And fluffy flying flute.
You didn't have to do much making up. They were too brilliant as they are.
They're the best real fakes when you don't have to do any work.
And this is the elusive Dimitar Berbatov. Coming on the wing, he crosses it in. Brilliant, what a go.
You're listening to Spin.
Good morning. I was telling you there, I went to the trouble of buying a new car specifically so it could fit a baby seat inside. And now it does fit the baby seat inside, but nothing else, really. Mm. The person who's driving in the front in the
baby has to
seat,
drive.
The baby has to drive. And the person in the front would need to grow about 14 extra kneecaps to fold down their legs compactly enough to fit in.
Okay.
Could you put it in the front?
Well, I don't know.
It's probably not supposed to be.
Probably not
front,
advice.
Oh, because of the airbag. Sorry, airbag, we've been there. We've been through this.
A lot of people have some advice for you. Here's Anita.
Fiona, just put them behind you and get one of them mirrors that you can stick onto the headrest.
Mm. Oh,
so you look in your mirror and you see them in the mirror that's on the headrest then. And then there's no panic because you can see the baby no matter what.
So true.
I wouldn't be going stressing yourself buying another car.
God, this is such
I've
a stress.
Kind of the mummies are out helping you. Range Rovers, though. What about?
You do live on the south side.
Yeah, I do.
This is Jackie.
Hi, Fiona. We had that problem as well. Like the car seat in the back behind the passenger seat, the passenger would be kind of bitten. So we did put her behind me driving, and it's fine. But you just set up your mirror so you can see the baby, and if anything needs to be done, you can pull over.
Sorry, this is mental that like cars aren't really built to facilitate.
It's because these new car seats are massive.
Yeah.
They are giant.
And they're such...
What do they have on them?
They're able to keep the baby safe and stuff.
Yeah, but to help safety, you need
sorts
to keep the baby.
All sorts of bells and whistles.
We're fine.
We're grand. Never did us
I can't
home.
Turn left, but I it's okay.
I'm pretty sure in the 90s, if my memory serves me correct, there was zero seatbelts in the back of the car that my mom owned. And that was just the time, right?
Yeah, my
dad was like a guard.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Was it a mini? Because I remember one of my mom's friends had a mini and it had one.
I don't know. I remember it was real old. Like it was a blue.
So don't you have the old Jesus handle? You don't need it.
This is Louise.
Fiona, don't buy a new car. Trust me, I have a 2-year-old and I have to get a new car for having the baby. Then had the baby and then the buggy took up the whole boot. So then when he got a little bit older, I had to switch because I couldn't get the buggy in the boot.
Oh, God.
With the shopping and my older fella's football gear and everything.
No.
So just keep the car. Trust me, in about a year and a bit, you'll need another new car. So whoever is the passenger can just suck it up for a while.
Lads, I'm sorry. It's too expensive.
I hope Pip is listening. I hope Pip is listening. Darling, we're never having a child. This sounds awful.
Hopefully the baby will have no hobbies, so no taking up the back of the car.
Stick around. Yeah, I don't even
really
want to go
into
for
horse
a walk.
Riding. Put the horse in the back.
Imagine the baby's like, I don't want to go for a walk. Don't bring the buggy. Carry me everywhere.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Welcome on in to the music game that has no name. Woo. And I think that's just what we got to go with. The music game with no name on all spin. Right. This is where Dave and Fiona go head to head. And as Fiona departs today, it'll be Dave and Callum for the foreseeable taking on this game.
I think it should just be me. That way I can't lose.
And you always take it so well.
Yeah, I do. I don't throw a strop ever.
It's a lyric game with a bit of a twist. Let's get straight into it with round number one. Dave, you're up. Are you ready?
If you don't mind, I'm just going to get in the zone by chilling out because that's how I listen to music.
Okay.
When I'm chilling. If I'm all concentrating, I won't get it.
So true.
Dave, round one for you from 2019. In Lewis Capaldi's song, Someone You Loved, what did you pull after he let his guard down?
I let my guard down and then you pull the wool over your eyes. I don't know. Oh. I let my guard down.
It's like voice of an angel, can I say?
I don't know. I pulled the wool over your eyes. I don't know. What is it?
I know, teacher.
You pulled the rug. Nothing for Dave.
I nearly got it there. Did you pull the...
Pulled the fabric of some sort, yeah.
Pulled it.
Can Fiona go out on a win in this round this morning? Fiona, round one for you. Same again, 2019. In Billie Eilish's song, Bad Guy, who might she seduce?
I like them bad guys. Oh, God. I might seduce your dad type.
Final answer?
Your dad type.
Very, very good.
Wow, I didn't think I was going to get that. Thanks,
okay,
Billy.
We're into round two, Dave, and we're going to 2015 this time.
Okay.
In Taylor Swift's song, Blank Space, what does she have a long list of?
Long list of enemies?
Oh, poor Callum.
That hurt Callum.
It did.
Sorry, Callum.
Ex-lovers, we were looking for there.
I got a long list of Starbucks lovers.
Ex-lovers.
Ex-lovers.
You're obsessed with Starbucks.
All right,
play that again. That's Starbucks lovers.
All that
Starbucks lovers.
Fiona, we're over to you now. You can take the win here this early on. In Hozier's Take Me to Church, he says he'll worship like what animal?
I'll worship like a dog. Dog.
Locked in.
Can I say dog?
Lovely.
I never would have got that.
Did I mention dog?
That takes
dog,
the win.
Dog.
All right, well, continue on anyway, regardless. Theo, you would have done, Dave. Back to 2010 now in Katy Perry's song California Girls. She says they're so hot, they'll melt your what?
They're so hot, they'll melt your top. They'll melt your ice cream. Your sundae. They'll melt your...
Oh, my God.
No, don't give it to him.
They'll melt your perfume, your popular ice cream flavor. Ben and Jerry's.
Yes, your popsicle.
I sing a different one.
They'll melt your caramel choo-choo.
I can't believe how bad you're being at this today, Dave. This fills me with no hope for when Fiona leaves in 6 months. Okay,
at
Fiona.
At least he's not crying again.
Oh. It's a complete landslide. Fiona, in Travi McCoy's song Billionaire, which magazine does he want to be on the cover of?
That'd be Forbes, Emma. Thanks.
Wow.
Any other questions?
I wanna be on the cover of Vogue.
Don't, oh my God, as if you would have got it.
I would have. It's obvious.
This is a disgrace.
Can we do that? Can we do the classic one?
No, we've done the classic one. That was it.
Oh, what about the
tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker.
Well, the tiebreaker is very much kind of favourable. Well, it's favourable to both of you. It's too easy. It's not even worth playing.
Hurry
it's
up,
too
go
easy.
On, do it.
In Olivia Dean's Man I Need, she kind of likes it when you call her what?
Kind of like it when you call wonderful.
Right, you still didn't win.
I win. Oh my God.
Oh my God. If you saw how his eyes just lit up after doing the most terrible ever at that game. I actually love that. We love the positivity.
Listen, that was an absolute disaster day. Fiona, what a way to go out though. Three.
I think I was pretty good there.
I am doing the best at this.
Here she is, Olivia Dean. This is Baby Steps on Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Fiona's having a...
What? Boy.
News to me. Lads, what a journey.
It
How
has.
Fun. She came in, she joined the show this time last year. She was engaged.
She came, she saw, she had a panic attack.
And I said, and not for me. Here, quick. I better get pregnant or something because I can't do this.
Within about
this job is too hard.
Within about 6 weeks of being on air, she got pregnant.
It was an accident, guys.
Held it from us for months.
I'm going to play that back to your baby when it's old enough.
You were a little tempest child.
I was saying on the show a few weeks ago when Fiona and Dave and I like were first meeting up, when Fiona was starting the show, we'd be going for drinks and having the crack, and then within 2 months I was like, Fiona's really dry.
She's
like,
real dry.
She doesn't want to hang out with us anymore. She's like, oh, do you want to go for like a coffee? And then she'd have a tea and you'd be like, what's going on with this girl? Like, she used to be dying to go for a drink after work on a Friday.
Not drinking till the wedding, guys. Yeah, I can't wait till fun Fiona's back.
I can't wait either. It was so hard to keep it. Me and Emma went to all together now. Emma did this whole campaign so that I'd sleep in a tent with her on the floor. And I was like, I can't do that because I'm pregnant and it's going to be lashing rain.
She was like, I'm going to get a hotel. I was like, get a grip.
You were like, you're
wearing
your
shite. Oh my God, the hotel makes sense to me.
We would like to give you a couple of gifts this morning, Fiona, if we do have time.
I have no idea what this is.
Thank you for everything. We love
you very
much.
But they are from me.
I've literally done the bare min. Thank you.
There are some flowers making their way into the studio.
Oh my God, they're absolutely stunning.
Aren't they very, very pretty?
And what's the other thing I definitely know about?
What's the other thing?
Talk us through it.
It's flower food. And oh, it's a little blanket. Wait, no, it's like a little jelly cat. It's like a little cloud and it has a blanket attached to the baby. Oh my God, it's a real jelly cat.
It is.
It's going to be his little snuggle.
There's a voucher in there as well. Come on,
guys,
come on.
Stop, I'm doing it as quick as I can. Sorry.
8 seconds.
Five.
It's a voucher.
Four.
And it has a stork on the front. And oh, it's got signed by everyone.
Who's the voucher
and
for?
It's a voucher for Caldora.
Yay!
Spa. Oh my God, we just made it.
Wow. Right, with Fiona in mind, heading off to have her little bop baby. We're playing Westlife on Spin.
On Spin.
For the first time in 20 years.
Oh right. My
Here
God.
You go.
Clap.
It's Westlife, Bop Bop Baby on Spin. Do you know what? I don't even mind that she's heading away for 6 months now. I don't even mind that she's heading away for 6 months because I've got to play Westlife on Spin to celebrate.
And that's what it's been all about. Guys, I'm going to announce my news as if I'm like an RTE newsreader clocking off at the end of their shift. Jeez. As if I haven't been talking about it the whole time. And now, some personal news from me. It's actually my last shift on the show for a few months as I head away to have my baby. So thank you so much to you listening for everything you've helped me with so far. You've helped me plan my wedding. You've helped me book my wedding band, book my makeup artist, book the musician at the wedding.
One of you listening got her pregnant too.
One of you listening did get me pregnant. I was very grateful for that. You helped me plan. You helped me with my sore nipples. You helped me understand how I can see my baby in the back of the car. And now you're helping send me away with love and good wishes. And thank you to my co-hosts. And
you can't remember our name, can you?
Friends. Baby Brain, who are you guys again? Emma and Dave. Goodbye.
I love you.
See ya, babe.